John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, and all eyes are on Apple.
They're the big story this morning, and that's why the NASDAQ futures are up almost 2% before the market opens. Yesterday, the market was down a little bit. The Dow futures are up a small amount this morning, but let's talk about some of those earnings numbers in just a minute. But this is Thursday, so we get some economic data first. First-time claims for unemployment benefits, we talk about that every Thursday morning. Pretty good size jump, 329,000 people filing for unemployment for the first time last week. That's an increase over the 305,000 the previous week. Durable goods numbers, that's stuff that's made the last 3 years or more. And those numbers, very good, up 2.6%, much better than was expected, much better than the previous month. If you take out transportation orders, aircraft, things like that, still up 2%, much higher than the, quote, experts were expecting. After the market closed last night, we got a couple of really huge numbers, one from Facebook. And by the way, Facebook stock is up about 5% this morning before the market opens. They reported that their profit almost tripled. They made $642 million. Their revenue was up 71% over the same quarter of last year, driven by mobile ad sales, which is where they're focusing their efforts. Those were up 19%. But Apple was the big story after the market closed last night. And this morning, before the market opens, Apple stock is up almost $45 a share, about 8%. A lot of things happening here. Not only did they literally crush earnings, that is, they beat Wall Street's expectations by a huge margin. They made $3.29, or they're going to increase their dividend to $3.29 a share. That's an 8% increase. They announced a 7-for-1 stock split. Earnings per share came in at $11.62 per share. That's a 14% increase over Wall Street's expectations. They made $45.5 billion. That beat Wall Street's expectations. Those were the sales numbers. $10 billion in profits, just all around, they beat what Wall Street was expecting, and that's why the stock's up, as I mentioned, about $45 this morning. Even their profit margin was up almost 2 full percentage points over the same quarter of last year. So much for the people that say that Apple's dead. Other numbers out this morning, General Motors eking out a small profit. Their stock's up about 3% before the market opens. It made $108 million in the quarter, but that was negatively impacted by the fact that they had $1.3 billion in recall costs in that previous quarter. You know all the trouble they've been having with those recalls. Caterpillar announcing good numbers. Their stock up 4% before the market opens this morning. Their revenue was up, and they beat Wall Street's expectations. They're struggling in the mining sector. They say mining customers continue to cancel orders as we see kind of a slowdown in commodity prices globally. And UPS, which is probably a good way of looking into the economy, they're blaming weak weather again, but they say that their earnings actually fell short of expectations of Wall Street, primarily because of weather conditions in that previous quarter. The revenue was actually up a little bit, and they also, of course, have been raising their shipping rates. In fact, last month they announced another 4.4% increase in shipping rates. FedEx has done the same thing, and their stock's down about 2% before the market opens. And then when you go to Walmart and you look at those low prices every day, I want you to think about this. Mike Duke, the guy who was the CEO of the company that left January the 31st, well, he walked out of there with $140 million in deferred compensation. That included a $27 million increase over what his deferred comp plans were the previous year. Now, on the other hand, he only made $5.6 million last year, which was a 70% drop from the previous quarter. That's because he didn't get any stock grants, because he's not going to be there over the next 3 years. Now, his successor, Doug McMillon, saw his compensation increase from $9.5 million to $25.6 million last year. Most of that was a $23 million stock grant. But, you know, I would have worked for that company for a few years, and $140 million, I probably would have taken that job for half that much money.
Yeah, I think so. And the thing is, John, you know, other people losing their jobs, they don't get a big payoff like that.
No, and I don't know whether he earned it or didn't earn it. I'm just saying that's a mind-boggling number, $140 million. And he didn't even start his career at Walmart. He came there from Federated, another retailer.
All right, a roll of the dice, and it didn't work out. All right.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, John. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach. That's what you do in business. You try everything, see if it's going to work. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. That could be the way it is with your finances. You may have a question of John, something he brought up on his broadcast today, or something that really deals with something you've been thinking about personally. You could visit with John at Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could certainly call him. His phone number is 479-782-2527.